Adibola, how are you? A little tired, or it's all right? Good. I would request, our Prabhuji, you are sitting next to the window. You feel maybe a little cold. Is it? But I still think we should open the window. And I'm also always of the freezing type. You might like to find another chair if you're freezing. Or you can take your chair here and come here as you wish. It's all right. Good. Yes, the left. Yes, this is the right position after. please. It's a very intelligent. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is our second Bhagavatam class. Guru Hari will just ready a very nice segment of a lecture from Srila Prabhupada. It was given at a deity installation in Los Angeles. And it is a lecture where, let us say, Prabhupada reminds us that we have to take our emotions into Krishna consciousness. At times Prabhupada had said, it's a feeling festival when he spoke of Ratha Yatra. If you are thinking about your life, and more precisely so, the future of your life. What do you expect in the future? What is what will inspire you of your future? Do you ask when you think about your future, how much titles will I have? How much money? Don't we ask when we think about our future, how do I feel in the future? I hope not so miserable as sometimes in my life now. Huh? The human being is a feeling being. When he is a child, so small, feelings are all what he is. You have seen the changing emotions in little children. You know, one moment they cry and you really think we have to mobilize the whole temple to solve the dilemma. And then next moment when you look, he's smiling and laughing because he's chewing on a cookie. So because the child is all emotional, unfiltered emotions, he is known as a spontaneous person. That is not good when we grow up. And we can't always react like this, so unedited and so on. We have to edit our feelings and our emotions to see what is favorable, what is not favorable. But as much as we try, the child remains with us. The unavoidability of emotions ruling us is still with us when we are grown, although we express it differently than a child. We may rationalize about our emotions. We may cover our emotions. We will hide them from even ourselves, but they govern and rule us in our lives. So we need to come to an understanding how to go deep enough in our lives as to purify and help these emotions to grow, and so that they turn into what we say is the most valuable emotion on the human level, love, and also on the spiritual level, prema, love of Godhead. So I would like to play now a recording to you where Prabhupada so nicely speaks about the transformation of our personality and our character. He gives a famous example which you will recognize, the example of putting an iron rod within the fire. So please come in. You are all a little late. I believe it is because of the breakfast. And it is a dilemma. I also experience this dilemma. But please, because we do have such little time, somehow try to come more timely. At least try and see what happens. So please listen to this now very attentively. I would request you to just, before you listen, just get up for a moment. And try to stretch yourself as much as possible. Then try to please go to the right side. The more you stretch, the more benefit is with you. Then to the left side. I won't look at the ladies. Don't be afraid. Stretch more. Then go backwards. But don't hurt yourself. And go one time in the knees. And come up and sit down. Thank you very much. Now, you will not fall asleep during Prabhupada's lecture. This was the idea. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Without being purified, you cannot touch Radha Krishna. There is a Vedic, it is stated, without becoming Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot approach fire. Because the inconsistency of temperature, it is burn. Just like here is fire, and I'm feeling temperature. But the fire flames within the fire, they do not feel. Because the temperature is the same. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, without understanding oneself, realizing himself, and nobody can, Krishna is the Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusham Shashvatam. Therefore, one has to keep himself very purified. Otherwise, you cannot touch Krishna. That is not possible. It is fire. So you have to become fire. And how to become fire? Fire, you are also fire. But now you are covered fire. Covered by this material body. Therefore, you have to spiritualize this body by purification process. The same example, just like this iron rod. It is iron, but you put into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, then red hot, and then it is fire. Similarly, by these process, chanting process, by regulated process, it is you are becoming warmer, 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 warmer. And when you fully become red hot warm, then your body is as good as Krishna. So we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, it will become dull and it will be simply idle worship. That is the difference between idle worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idle worship, hedonism. And when there is life, feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress him.
Listen very carefully.
Serve Radharani. She is here. I must do it very nicely. And as far as possible, decorate her to the best capacity. In this, if you always feel Krishna conscious, then you are fire. At the same time, keeping me to fire. And if you think it is brass made dull, idol. If you think this is a brass made idol, then it will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna will talk with you. This Krishna will talk with you. There is a Bhagavad Bhavaji Maharaj. He was talking with his deity. Krishna, just like Madhava Maha. He was talking with Sanatana Goswami. Madhava Maha and Sanatana Goswami at that time had no temple. He was hanging his deity on the tree. So, Madan Man was talking with him, Sanatana, you are bringing all these dry chapatis and it is stale and you don't give me any little salt, how can I eat? Sanatana Goswami says, sir, where shall I go? Whatever I get, I offer you. He kindly accepts, I cannot move, old man. So Krishna had to eat there. because the bhakta is offering, he cannot refuse. Jimam bhaktya apajit. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got, what is your value, and what is the value of your things, there is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten fallen. But I have brought this thing for you. Please take it. This will be accepted. Don't be pakha. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.
It touches us, isn't it? The feelings of Srila Prabhupada. Kindly accept that Prabhupada's cries actually with deep feelings. In the lecture he says, real thing is your feeling. If you always feel Krishna consciousness, you are always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then this Krishna will talk to you. And he gave an example how Madan Mohan spoke to Srila Sanatana Goswami and complained about that there was no salt for his dry chapatis and so on. I think as we hear Srila Prabhupada talking like this so lovingly about Krishna, we develop a desire. Wouldn't it be nice to be in such Krishna consciousness? Do you know what the great philosopher and psychologist Yajnavalkya said about feelings? He said that the human being only wants two things: to give love and to be loved. That's the only thing. Instead of, you know, giving our love to the proper place, to Lord Krishna, we are torn. We are a divided self. There are forces working on us. And yesterday we had some of these forces. We had an example we heard about a priest who made a beautiful anthem or song for which was picked up by many people. Amazing Grace, how sweet thy song that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, so blind, but now I see. What exactly are the forces which seem to always pull us away from Krishna, away into the material world? They are described by a devotee. Kamadinam katina katida palita tunideshas tesham jata maya karuna natrapano pashanti. The devotee expresses himself very candidly. Oh my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered my desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. Then the devotee says, but recently something has happened. My intelligence has been awakened, and now I'm giving them up. So this is a very nice shloka. If you wish to read it in complete, it's in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 22, chapter 22, I'm sorry, text 16. The devotees have been exasperated. They have also seen their desires pull them away from Krishna. And they have given the devotee these desires six names. The first is Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha means, Aksha means the eyes, and Hiran means gold. He has dollars in his eyes. I do not know if you know, in our childhood we were reading Donald Duck. From Walt Whitney, or what is his name? Disney. I'm sorry, Walt Disney. An uncle of Donald Duck. I do not remember his name at this moment. What? Dagobert, and he had dollars always in his eyes. So this is Hiranyaksha, greed. We have given this a very polite word in our Western culture, consumerism. Second demon is Hiranyakashipu. He is the personification of pride. That's a pulling force which draws us away. You know, he was so proud, he thought, after Vishnu killed my brother Hiranyaksha, he's afraid of me. Then there's another demon, a little bit younger, Kumbhakarna. He is sleeping all the time. He's a moha, illusion. He represents illusion. And Ravana. Ravana means roaring. Those of you who are expert, I mean, not expert, who have seen lusty activities know there's a roaring with lust. Ah! And then they do all different types of things. Shishupala is their envy personified. He finds even faults with Krishna. Dantavakra is there, anger, burning anger. Do you know when he ran towards Lord Krishna? It's described his eyes were red. So there is greed, there is pride, there is illusion, there is lust, there's envy, there's anger. This is how they, this is also the succession in which these anattas will be cleared out of your heart. First, your greed will go, then pride, then your illusions will go, then you will see that your lust will go, but still envy is there and anger is there. They will go also. So this is what is pulling us down. This is what makes us a divided soul. This is what kills our bhakti at the end. These things have a strong influence in the mind. These emotions infiltrate our mind almost like, let us say, people who enter into a clean club. A club means meeting place, and then they begin to shoot, drink, and make the room dirty. This is how these emotions make our mind dirty and build the sum total of our moods. I would like you to make a little meditation which I learned. I hope you have the window open. It's not a meditation for falling asleep. It's a very good one. You will actually try to meet these things which which sometimes influence you negatively. And we will meet them now in person. Don't be afraid. If something goes wrong in it, you can call out for Atmananda and he will give you yoga help, first aid help. But we will now enter the mind and meet these demons and ask them a question. Are you ready for the experiment? It's highly psychological. We might have to carry a few of you out of the room. Are you brave? It may be less traumatic than I announce it. I would request all of you to sit without backrest. In other words, like me here, sit straight. I will give you a few little instructions which I will announce by this sound. You know, whenever this sound comes, something new will come. we will meditate for about three minutes. It's an active meditation. We will go and search out the pulling forces which make us divided souls. Because remember, if you know what is happening to you, the same things, you might edit your behavior. You might, this is this, and so on. This might help you. It's the first tip which I offer in this thing. So we will maybe make a little... No, we can't make music at the same time. Yeah, but very softly, very softly. When you are ready, please close your eyes. And throughout this meditation, remain highly alert. I would like to request you to become aware of your weight. Your feet are somewhere touching the ground. Let them weigh in. Give their weight to Mother Earth, who will carry you without any protest. Go up to your knees. Let them weigh in, just like you would maybe give an orange to someone, or a bunch of bananas, for instance. You can now give your knees to the feeling of weight. You can now offer your sitting place, means you're sacred behind, and let it weigh in. Just give it over to the feeling of weight. Give over your torso. Surrender your shoulders to the feeling of weight. As you do this, you might find out that they relax. Now go up to your head. Surrender your face to the feeling of weight. All those 925 muscles in the face which make you smile and frown, surrender them. Now do with me a few deep inhalations. Try to see the breath as something entering through your nostrils. Let this breath go down towards your navel as much as it is comfortable. Breathe out. As you breathe in, you can imagine that some green energy, life-giving energy, enters you. And as you breathe out, that energy is filled with the carbon monoxide and some other things, and it's like a gray thing which leaves you. breathe much deeper, much deeper. Now with your consciousness, enter your heart space. It's the area around the heart, a little to the left, a little to the right. It's in the space which is a little above the heart and a little underneath the heart. Breathe into this space. Breathe in and breathe out. In this heart space, your emotions reside, both the positive ones as well as the negative ones. There are feelings of compassion towards others, the feelings of joyful excitement. Try to see these emotions as I name them. The feelings of anticipation. There are also feelings of compassion, maybe towards a little child. There are also those emotions which we call negative emotions, feelings of disappointment, feelings of selfish wanting, feelings of rage, of ghastliness. Oh. All this resides within your mind. Let us go to another picture. View your mind as a lake, a calm lake in the mountains, blue water, deep, clear, transparent. You can see the ground. Some wind is coming now. Waves are slowly forming. See those waves. Lake is no longer calm. These waves are described in the Sankhya scriptures as the emotions, both the emotions which we feel are favorable, those also those which we feel are unfavorable. See another picture now. See your mind. He is a person in this picture or analogy. You want to talk with him. You want to ask him a question which is very crucial for your life. You know, your mind has sometimes given you trouble, but he has sometimes also helped you. Usher him in. Put a chair so that he can sit down. Maybe one of these plastic chairs on which you are sitting. And now I wish you to address your mind with your question. First, make him comfortable, make him feel at ease. And when I ask you the question, your only duty will be to try to listen to what is his answer. As you asked him the question, which you will see or hear in a moment's notice, your only task will be to listen to what could be the answer of your mind. Ask your mind, "My dear mind, do you wish to be my friend?" Ask this question and listen, only listen. Ask the question in your mind, "My dear mind, do you wish to be my friend?" You can leave your mind now in his heart space and return slowly to breathing. Do a few deep breaths in and out. Now take your hands and rub them. Your eyes can still be closed. Put the hands on your eyes, please, like palming. And slowly bring the hands away from your eyes and look at them as if you're looking at them for the first time. Then return back to room awareness. Whose mind said something? No, whose mind said something? Would you like to share with what he said? Or is it too private? If it's too private, don't share it. Yes? A bold, everyone looks like, "What is going on in this seminar?" It's a normal seminar. It's about emotions. Yes. Yes.
So yes and no.
He said yes and no. He was not sure.
So yes, but it depends on you.
Oh, you're very important. He said yes, but it depends on you. Maybe in the sense like you have to also give me more attention or do something with me. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anuradha, what did your mind say? It says yes. Just like that. You have a good chance. Gaurangi, what did your complicated mind say?
Yes, but.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
Get mad or something sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you. My complicated mind also always says, yes, but, like that. Yeah. Anyone else? You are always such a joyful devotee.
He said yes, but I did not believe him.
He said yes, but I did not believe him. Why didn't you believe him? Because he's tricky or very tricky. Acha. That's your experience.
He doesn't always know what's good for me. Actually.
He doesn't always know what's.
He pretends to know
what is good for you, but actually he doesn't know what is good for you always. Thank you very much. If you do this more often, may not need to sit down and do all this thing, these relaxation techniques, but it does help to do it in a peaceful mood. And take what is called inventory. What's going on there? What is really happening inside here? You might be able to perform much better in your spiritual life because you recognize actually what's going on. Very often, the mind and his different associates who are all sitting in the club room of the mind, you know, talking, and we anger, and lust, you know, who have all their very educated, sophisticated talk, they determine us. But once you go down, you know, this is going on. And you may also learn to give the minds and the feeling its justified food. Just like you require food for the body, you eat every day, I believe, in order to maintain your bodily functions, you require food for your emotions so that they are there with you. Like our devotee said, the mind said, yes, but I want to be your friend, but it depends on you. Will you also do something for me? We will learn later how to feed the desires of our emotions. But here, I would like to say that just like you cannot have bodily neglect, you can't have emotional neglect. You need things like friendship. You need things like expressing creativity. Some of us need things like sentimentality. You know, there's this very nice tape of our sentimentality is maybe a denouncing word. I mean more feeling things. There's this nice tape, you remember, of Indradumna Maharaj, where he sings so beautifully and then reads the English translations of the song. What is this particular tape called? Pada Kamala. Those of you who are emotional, please write this title down and buy it. Pada Kamalam. I remember when I was a little indisposed or ill, I read first of all this book, Vraja Leela, and then I read this book, heard the song Pada Kamala. And I cried happily. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Remember? And you go like, I always cried in the toilet so that no one could see. It did me good. Something positive. So you need to sometimes give these emotions. I mean, I don't always do this. please, it's not every day or every, maybe once in 10 years for me. But I think we have half of the Matajis, they can hear more often. And you know, I have given now an extreme example which no one likes to talk about. There are other emotions which we feel. Friendship. What else? Sometimes, you know, also rage. This is too much. This is too much. This is too much. I always do it when I feel frustrated. I tell Gaurahari, give me 2 minutes, please. And then he says, all right. And he goes like this. I mean, when he drives, it's not so. And then I say, this is too much. Then I say, this was not fair. Why did he do this? Why did he misunderstand me so much? Why is he so evil after 30 years of spiritual life? And I really let out my rage, you know. I need that someone is there, even if he goes like this, it doesn't matter. And then after 2 minutes, I say, all right, it's enough. He's a nice devotee who sees things differently. I mean, just my little childlike emotions needed something. Even spiritual people are not free from these natural emotions, and if you don't care for them, they will one day express their neglect. Yes, and they will express themselves in an uncontrolled way, and they will really cause you mischief. Who of you ever had a horse? My horse was called Max. Max was a wonderful horse. He went with me wherever I wanted, and there were many places when I was young. But sometimes I had to give Max his way. I had to say, Max, you do whatever you want. I'm go with you wherever you want. And then I gave the reins over to Max, and then Max did what a horse does. Sometimes he ate, sometimes he wanted fast gallop. Max, not so fast, please. sometimes he would, how do you say, do crazy things. He was a horse. And then after some time I said, all right, Max, it's my time again. Lord Krishna gives this example to the Uddhava. He says the yogi, now you would expect, always controls his mind and senses. But here in this verse, it's in the 11th canto, he says, sometimes the discerning yogi, watch the word discerning, lets go of the horse, lets it its will, and then he takes it again under his guidance. This is an important practice. In Vaishnavism, we don't do crazy things like horses do. We can do things like swimming, wrestling. Mataji's, I don't think they shouldn't. The wrestling is a little too tough. Maybe. What is a Mataji sport? You know, not harmful gossip. You know. Did you hear? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya. Oh. or other, you know, this is very highly elevated gossip, but or let me say, you know what I mean. Watch the word discerning. You will soon know what it means to let go of the reins, because if you let them go too much, then you will feel miserable afterwards. You will soon know it. You have to. In my life, what I go do nature walks, and I sing the Hare Krishna mantra in new tunes, newly composed tunes, which are composed in the moment's notice. Some of them, are not for public singing. They are, or I have sometimes a time out where I meet with a good friend, and we talk about things which concern us. It's not always the highest talk. We wouldn't like to this talk to go on the internet, because we might be misunderstood. But it's these human moments which we need. When we look at a transcendentalist like our own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, there are many human moments where he laughed, where he made jokes, you know. He watched Charlie Chaplin on the screen and remarked his humor is original. He was a human being. And so on. So this is a little tip, but we will hear more about this. And at this moment, I would like to come back to our original theme. What is the original theme? The divided self. Huh? That we have one thing in our mind, but we have these pulling forces which seem to pull us in a different direction. I want to offer two solutions for the divided self. Please listen very carefully. The first solution is from a talk from a conversation which Srila Prabhupada had. The guest asked, "Now what is the situation of an individual who's double-minded and split, who's perhaps convinced, okay, intellectually, but nonetheless is torn by very deep emotions and distractions, very deeply sunk in Maya? Are there ways of dealing with this kind of problems? Do we have to force him? Or is there something else?" Now Prabhupada gives a very interesting solution. And my dear devotees, this solution works. It's intense, but it works. Would you like to know it? It's something that you have not expected. Are you prepared to make a switch of paradigm? Well, first of all, you say, let us first listen, please. Give us the answer, the solution for the divided self. Prabhupada starts material life means birth, death, old age and disease. Do you like? The guest wants to escape him. First of all, answer, do you like it? No, said the guest. Prabhupada, do you like old age? I mean, most of you are so young, they don't even know what this means. But please believe me, you will become old like me, and older. gums go down. This is very disturbing. When you're old, the gums go up and you can't enjoy food any longer because every time it's a little bit too cold or too hot, you go like, wah! These are the embarrassing facts which no one talks about. Prabhupada, do you like disease? Oh no, said the guest. Prabhupada says, there is materialistic life. As soon as we get this body, there's birth, there's death, there's old age, and there is disease. Therefore, if you want real happiness, then you have to get free from all these four factors of miserable life. That is spiritual life. Real life. That is being discussed here. Do you know what Buddha's first lecture was? He had come out of his meditation in silence. It was announced he would give his first lecture under a tree near Varanasi. What is it called? Gaya. Bodh Gaya. It's near, it's only half an hour drive with the taxi. Yeah, Bodh Gaya. I went to this tree and I meditated about Buddha's first lecture. It was the fire lecture. He said, your eyes are on fire. Your ears are on fire. All your senses are on fire. This desire, and it burns you alive. It's miserable, he said like this. Yeah, and I thought he had made a good point. After all, he's an incarnation of Krishna. He may not talk the ultimate truths, but it's a wisdom. Just as I talk, I have not yet read Satyaraj's book. There is a book out where he defines the Buddha. Different Buddhas apparently are there. Anyways, I'm not so educated. Fire of desire burning us alive. But our real life is somewhere else. And if you want to stop this divided self from giving you trouble with its unlimited desires which pull you towards the material field, you have to sit down and understand, this is not my real home. You're burning in the fire of desire. You're burning in misery as long as you are not in Krishna consciousness. And although this is something which is difficult for us to swallow, the moment you can swallow the pill, Dina Dayal, the moment you swallow this realization, you will see there is peace in you. There's peace in you. You will make different decisions in your life. We are sometimes too attached and we turn around this pill. Oh yeah, I know it would help. Tomorrow. The moment counts. One time is no time. One time doesn't count. We have our slogans. But if you understand, I'm an illusion trying to become happy in a place of misery, then you will become serious and think about your real life and how to go back. This is one remedy for the divided self. Another remedy is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Let me now just look towards the wristwatch. I have 1 more minute. It's oh yeah. Hare Krishna. Yes. This is such an important subject that I want to give it sufficient time. If I rush it now in 1 minute, it will not work. It will also not help us. So we have one question. Please ask a good question. Difficult to switch, isn't it? Vinata, your questions are always good.
When you were talking about this, giving ourselves the rate, our human side defense.
Yes.
If you think about television as a solution, because it has become quite prominent way of using time among devotees, at least those I know.
Mm-hmm. When you said of loosening the reins, in other words, feeding our human emotions with justified food, what do you think about television? We call it in Germany the one-eyed guru. Television tells stories. Many stories. A human being is always interested in stories. His own life story and the life story of others. In the television we find movies, we find news, what is happening in the world, and everything in regards to emotions. You know, they work with this. See, I want to give a good answer. You won't be satisfied by anything which is in the mode of passion. A story which is told in the mode of passion. A lecture which is given in the mode of passion. Let us finish this point. Will not make you satisfied, Vinata. It will agitate you for, and so on. A talk in the mode of passion. Satisfaction is something of sattva-gun. And therefore, sattvic ways of taking care of the emotions is much better than rajasic or tamasic ways. This is my answer. As I'm giving this answer, one side in me tells me, Sachinanda Swami, is this a good answer? Please. 70% of your audience the tape listening audience, it looks TV, it looks a video, and they're not always the Indian movies, Krishna Vision, which are done so unexpertly that you can't really feel anything when you see them, except for laughter. Indian tricks, Indian, yes. What is with the Lord of the Rings, please? Isn't that a different type of entertainment? That's a spiritual, huh? This is how the devotees feel nowadays. This is, but what to say? You're listening to me, and I want to tell you what I believe. These are, you cannot be satisfied. It does not do the job. It does not do what you are looking for. There are other ways. Usually, it has to do with love, with affection, with friendship, where you get your emotional food from, and not from this. The whole world is running away and letting other people live. That is, they like the stories of other people. Why don't you live your own story? This is much better than watching the stories of others. That takes more courage also. The one-eyed guru is not sufficiently trained to give the satisfaction we need. This we have to say. I want to end the seminar here. Thank you very much. And please, I have a little critique of my audience. About one third of you was embarrassingly late today. Please reform this. Usually I am the one who is most embarrassingly late, but because this time I want to talk, I come on time. So kindly try to come a little earlier, if possible, even punctually. Know that we always sing Jai Radha Madhava, so 5 minutes, 7 minutes is all right if you have to do important things, but then you should come. You shouldn't come 15 minutes too late. That's too late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Tai ki jai.